It took more than four decades for Hollywood to remake the 1960s Rat Pack movie Ocean's 11. It took only a few years to bring out a sequel called Ocean's 12. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says they should have thought about it a few more years.
Despite what the ads for Ocean's 12 are trying to tell you, 12 is not the new 11. It's not even the old 11. It's more like a zero. This attempt by director Steven Soderbergh and an all-star cast to duplicate the success of their suave Ocean's 11 isn't good and it isn't bad. It just isn't. The picture is so lethargic, it makes it hard to remember what was so special about its predecessor.
How long's Danny been in jail?
Just a couple of days, really.
Which, you know, on the bright side, he's completely safe from Benedict.
He told me everything was fine. He lied right to me.
Well, what I think he meant by fine is that we're running low on time and money and, you know, we're deeper in debt than when we started.
I assume that you have some kind of a plan to get him out.
Actually, she sounds like her.
No, she needs a southern accent. Can you do a southern accent? She's from the south.
What the hell is going on with you guys?
11 had several things going for it that the new version feels it can live without, starting with a clever, involving robbery plot. 12 is a kind of Frankenstein, cobbled together from a script for another project and what the director calls an enormous number of ideas he had after 11 became a success. Those ideas, to judge by the evidence at hand, do not seem to have been good ones.
Mr. Ocean,
you broke rule number one, and that has consequences.
Oh, you must be talking about the paintings. Don't worry. You'll be dead in 5 days and I'll get my paintings back.
Unless you have an accident first.
I don't think so, Daniel. Perhaps I should explain to you why I'm tormenting you like this.
I'd like that.
Also gone is one of the key elements of 11, the notion that each member of the heist team has a specific skill that we see in operation. Duplicating this must have been more trouble than anyone wanted to go to for a mere sequel. What we're left with is a bunch of cute guys like Brad Pitt and Matt Damon hanging around being full of themselves for no apparent reason.
Hey, can I ask you something? You ever notice that
if you're going to ask, you're going to ask me a question? Give me time to respond, unless you're asking rhetorically, in which case the answer is obvious, yes.
Okay, can I ask
yes.
you?
Yes.
Thanks. You ever notice that Tess looks
Ooh,
exactly
don't ever
like...
ask that, ever. Seriously. Not to anyone, especially not to her.
Wait, why not?
Look. It's not my nature to be mysterious. But I can't talk about it, and I can't talk about why. Ooh.
12's most troubling flaw is that its cast members seem to have both read and believed their own admiring publicity. This pleased-with-itself film plays like a feast of self-congratulation, with the actors feeling sure that their wonderful presences will ensure a grateful public's worship. It's difficult to pick up an entertainment magazine these days without reading a cover story about how much fun this cast had hanging out with each other in Europe during the shoot. Unfortunately, Ocean's 12 is one of those films where the actors, having had all the fun the audience should be having, wants us to be grateful for the crumbs they've left behind. Yes, they are charming, but even charm goes only so far.
That's Kenneth Turan. We like to think of him as Ocean's One, but he's known more formally as a movie critic for Morning Edition and for the Los Angeles Times.